ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Mobile check, please. Fifth canto, chapter 2, text 22. Agnidro raja triptaha kamanam apsarasam evanudinam adimanyamanas tasya salokatam shudibhir avarunta yatra pitaro mariyante. Agnidraha,
Agnidraha,
Agnidra,
Agnidra,
Raja,
Raja,
the king, Atriptaha, not satisfied, Kamanam, with sense gratification, Apsarasam, the celestial woman, Purvachitti, Eva, certainly, Anudinam, day after day. Pati, exceedingly. Manyamanaha, thinking of. Tasya, of her. Salokatam, promotion to the same planet. Shrutibhi, by the Vedas. Avarunta, God. Yatra, where? Pitaraha, the forefathers. Madiyante, take pleasure. After Purvachitti's departure, King Agnidra, his lusty desires not at all satisfied, always thought of her. Therefore, in accordance with the Vedic injunctions, the king, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife. That planet, which is called Pitraloka, is where the Pitas, the forefathers, live in great delight. Purport. If one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a related body after death. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Pitraloka, the place where his wife had returned. Therefore, after his death, he achieved that same planet, probably to live with her again. Bhagavad Gita also says, Yam yam vapi smaran pavam chajatyante kadevaram tam tam evaitikanteya sadatad pava pavataha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. We can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. Om Jnanati Nantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Niditam Jena Tasmai Sri Buddhave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Patakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sahivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Raghunatam Sri Vishakam Vitam Stam E Krishna Karana Sintam Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tabdakam Shanagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarupyascha Kripasindhavya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Agni Dro, Raja Triptaha, Kama Nam, Savasam, Evanginam, Adimanyamanas Tasya, Salok Katam. Shrutibhir avarundha yatra pitaro mariyante atripta kamanam. His lusty desires were still not satisfied. Tripyanti neha kripana bahudu kapai. This is the nature of the quest for happiness through sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj says, what is that? Kandu yanena kariyori ivadukadukam tripyanti neha kripana bahudukapaja kandu divam anashijam dushe tativa. Tucham. What is the beginning of that verse? Yan maitunadi grihamedi sukham hi tucham. Grihamedi sukham means the happiness of materialistic life. Maitunadi, beginning with sex life. Grihamedi sukha means the happiness of householders whose main source of satisfaction is the pleasure of sex. Yan maitunadi grihamedi sukha. Not the happiness of serving Krishna, but the happiness of sex life. Yan maitunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. Prahlad Maharaj says it's insignificant happiness. Tuchcha means insignificant, paltry, tiny happiness. Yan maitunadi grihamedi, but this is all they know. This is all they know. Kamopapoga paramana etavadati nishchita. This is their idea of the highest happiness, the happiness of sex. What is that happiness? Kanduyunena kariyor ivadukka dukkham. Prahlad Maharaj compares it to the scratching of an itch. Kanduyunena kariyor. Scratching an itch, and what happens? Ivadukka dukkham, it becomes more troublesome. The sex life means the more we try to enjoy, the more troublesome our life becomes. And tripyanti neha, one is never satisfied in this kind of life, because the soul will not be satisfied by any amount of sense gratification. So, tripyanti na iha, in this kind of happiness, one never finds satisfaction. Tripyanti neha kripana the miserly person who's gotten the human form of life but wants to use it for the same pleasure that the animals are seeking, will never be satisfied. Tripyantineha kripana bahuduka bhaja. Rather, his miseries will expand. He'll have more and more trouble. Kandutivan. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that one should, that the sober person, Tiras Tatran Namuyati, will tolerate the demands of the senses. Gandhu Divan. He'll tolerate. Just like an itch, an intelligent person knows that if I scratch, it'll just get worse. Let me just tolerate the itching sensation, and it will go away after some time. So, Prahlad Maharaj instructs his friends in this way. And here also, Agnidro Raja Atripta Kamana. He got such a beautiful wife, and they enjoyed together for thousands of years. But still he wasn't satisfied. People think, let me, how can I accept brahmacharya life? First let me enjoy and get it out of my system. But the problem is that the more one enjoys, the more one becomes attached. And he's never satisfied. Of course, the intelligent person thinks, well, for so many years I've tried to be happy by this, and I'm not satisfied. I'm never going to be satisfied. So forget it. The less intelligent person thinks, I'm not satisfied. Let me keep at it until I'm satisfied. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I have to read a book. Maybe I have to try doing something different. Maybe a different wife. Maybe two wives. Maybe a wife and a girlfriend. Maybe this, maybe that. Somehow, because I'm not satisfied, but I should be satisfied, so let me work at it till I get it right, till I achieve my goal. But Agnidra Maharaj, after thousands of years with the most beautiful woman, was still not satisfied. So the intelligent person realizes that I'm never going to be satisfied. This is the nature of the senses. However much they demand and however much I give them, still they're never going to say, fine, enough, great. Still they want more. Still they want more. There's a prayer a devotee prays that for so many years I've been serving my senses and still I'm not satisfied. And they're not satisfied. But they don't release me. They don't say, well, you're not doing very good service, you can go. No. Continue to serve. So then the devotee prays to Krishna, please, you engage me in your service. Now I surrender to you. So, Agnidra Raja Tripta Kamanam Apsarasam Evanudinam Arimanyamanas Tasya. So, because he was not satisfied, he was always thinking of his wife. Anudinam means every day, day after day. Anudinam, thinking about his wife. Arimanyamanas, always thinking of her. And the result was Salokatam. He attained the same planet that to which she'd gone, the Pitraloka. Pitraloka is one of the planetary systems somewhat below the Earth. And the heavenly girl had gone there. So because he was thinking of her, there he went. Yam yam bhavi svaram bhavam tyaja chante kalevaram. Tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadantam bhavabharata. Whatever we think of, that determines our next destination. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mahamanusmara yujuja. Therefore Krishna says, always think of me. Sarveshu kaleshu, all the time. Mahamanusmara yujuja. Continue your prescribed duties and at the same time think of me. Arjun, you're a fighting man, so you think of me and fight. In this way. So, the same thing, the tendency is there to fix the mind. The mind gets carried away by some object of sense enjoyment. Tadasya aditi pratyana vairanavamasi. So, better for the mind to be carried away by Krishna. Krishna is called Hari, one who takes away. So if Krishna carries away the mind, then one is very fortunate. Therefore, the devotee is praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. Take everything. Karmana manasa gira. Take my activities, take my mind, take my words, take everything. The Goswamis were enchanted. They were carried, their minds were carried away by Krishna. Gopi bhavarasamrita tilari kalolabhagnoma. They were enchanted, thinking of the transcendental qualities of Krishna, qualities of Radharani and the gopis. Thinking of Krishna always, their minds were carried away. Yam yam vapi svaran bhavam tyajuchante. So Krishna consciousness movement means to withdraw the mind from matter and absorb the mind in thinking of Krishna. Manmana, Pabamad Bhakta, think of me, Krishna says. Matparaya, make me the goal of life. Machchitta Madgata Prana, Bhagyanta Paraspana. Always talk about me, Katyantas Chamamnich. And to Shanti Charamantich, and in this way be happy. Okay, any questions?
Yes, Maharaj. The Bhagavad Gita says, whatever you eat, whatever you do, do it as an offering to Holy.
Yes. Very good. Good comment. Something else. Yes.
And how do we do that?
How do you think of Krishna without deviation? By practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanagamina. Paramam purusham divyam yati paratanajanti. Krishna says by practice. Abhyasena tu kondaya vairagena chakriyate. By practice. Therefore, our whole Krishna consciousness movement is engaging us in practice of devotional service. rising early in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deity, attending the Mangalarti, hearing the Bhagavatam class, taking Krishna Prasadam. Then different activities, preaching, so that we'll always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, and the practice will lead to greater and greater attraction. The more one becomes attracted, then the more he thinks of what he's attracted to. Something else? Okay, there are no more questions. We can be, sometimes we're shorter, sometimes longer. Shall we stop here? Once, twice.